The Tigers and the Astros at Minute Maid Park on Wednesday. Daniel Norris, the lefty, facing Charlie Morton, the righty. Game is scoreless in the third, but the Tigers have a threat.
That'll get away and score a run. Then the Tigers take a 1-0 lead.
A lot of knowledge by the Tigers coaches. Get out of here.
Collins has sent one in the air. It looks like it's playable. Man, look at that play by Bregman. He made the catch and walked down the steps.
It's worked to near perfection.
He's executing it.
The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Daniel Norris has retired 9 in a row. Its fifth strikeout ends the sixth.
Ground ball and a diving stop, Altuve. That's actually the first baseman, Gurriel, will get the out, but the run will score.
The 3-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball, left field. This one's fairly deep. Going back, Aoki. Got a chance, and it's gone, a home run. Jose Iglesias with number 2. He carried the big wall in left center.
Tigers double up the Astros 6-3. Detroit led by number 9 hitter Jose Iglesias, who lacked only a triple for the cycle. A no decision for Daniel Norris, but he pitches well as he goes into the 7th, giving up just 2 runs, 1 earned. Daniel Norris did not get the win on Wednesday, but he certainly did pitch well enough to earn one. He pitched into the 7th inning, giving up just 2 runs, 1 earned, as the Tigers double up the Astros at Minute Maid Park by a 6-3 final. Here is the Tigers starter on his effort on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, that was huge for sure. I mean, it was just a matter of making pitches when I had to, but I think I was putting too much emphasis on pitch 1 to where it was, like I said, counterproductive to me. Instead, from the 5th inning on, I just was letting the ball go and trusting my stuff, and that's where I get strike 1. But before that, I was just kind of, I guess, pressing, for lack of a better term, just trying to throw strikes, being very conscious of not walking them, and then inevitably that's in the back of your head, and you start doing it.
When did that click? Like in the 4th inning after you gave up the run, you just kind of said?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I feel like going out for the 5th, the end of the 4th and then the 5th, in my warm-up pitches, I just worked on, just kind of letting the ball go and not worrying about mechanics. And I was just thinking too much, basically. And then I stopped thinking, and that's when, I started rolling. And I was kind of the pitcher I've been, in the past. So I just got to take that in the next start from the get-go instead of finding it in the 5th inning, after 80-some pitches.
Did you have to think to yourself, okay, don't get too quick with your delivery, don't speed up and let things kind of go 100 miles an hour?
Yeah, I think that's what I was doing in the beginning of the game, was just thinking, don't do this, don't do that. And then later on in the 5th, I just stopped thinking and got in a good rhythm. I think I can feel it, and I went back and watched it on film. It's like, it's intense, but it's like a relaxed, I guess controlled chaos is a good word for it. Because it was get the ball back, get it back on the mound, ready to go, and just get him out in 3 pitches or less instead of trying to hit the corner with a changeup and do this with the fat. Like, it was just too much.
Yeah, your pace in the first thing was like a turtle, because you were just like waiting.
Which is not who I am. I'm usually too fast, and I think I tried to compensate too much with that.
How do you describe your trust in Alex Avila catching for you?
Well, I mean, he's been doing it a long time, and he did a great job. It's well documented. I don't shake off, but I didn't disagree with anything that he put down, so continued that trend, I guess. But I thought he did a really good job.
You're a calm guy. He seems like a calm presence as well. What are the exchanges like when he comes out to talk to you?
A couple of times he came out and was just, hey, we're going to make this pitch right here. Don't think too much. I mean, he's got that calming presence about him, and you're right. He does. He comes out there, and you start feeling a little bit better, and you just got to relax and do it. It's basically how it is.
You had mentioned some of the things you were looking to do in this start. Do you feel this was another step forward for you?
Absolutely. I think this is a huge step forward as far as making that in-game adjustment. I mean, being able to get through 4 pitching the way that I was for the first 4 innings, and then after that, pitching like I know I can. Yeah, that was a huge step for sure.
Thanks.
Ian Kinsler had a big night for the Tigers at the top of the order, going 2-for-5 with a double and 2 runs scored. He spoke about the team's effort in a 6-3 victory over Houston.
Man, it's always good to get it back on the winning track. Daniel threw the ball well enough, kept us in the game. We kept battling out there. You know, it's been tough for us lately, but, came through and had a couple guys have some big games, and were able to break through and get a win.
Got a couple of runs in the third, and then in the eighth inning was when you guys got the rally going. You made a really heady play there after the leadoff from Jose Iglesias. Kind of take us through that when you've advanced onto second there on the Mariznick throw.
Honestly, it was just a mistake by him. They stopped Iggy pretty early from going home, and he just came up firing. I mean, he's got a good arm. We all know that, and he showed it off right there. Just let it go a little bit too high, and once you see that ball, you're always aware of the throw. You're always aware of where the first baseman's going to be at. If he's able to cut a ball, if there's a second baseman trailing you, trying to get behind you to cut the ball and maybe get you at first, try to be aware of all of those things. And once the ball goes up in the air, it takes all the guesswork out of it, and you just advance.
Brad and I have talked about, just you as a player, how you're always thinking of these scenarios, right? I mean, maybe it's innate to you, but especially in a game like this where it's so tight, your run ended up, playing big in this game. But I guess it's part of just being dialed in on whatever's happening.
Yeah, I mean, this league's tough to win it. You got to be able to take advantage of anything you can, So if you see something that you can take advantage of, you try to do it.
How good was Jose Iglesias tonight?
He was good. He played a very good game. It's nice to have him play a good game in the nine hole right there. He got us going, and he kind of finished it off there at the end. So it was a very good game by him.
We wouldn't say Iggy's power is as good as Miggy's power, would we?
I think the Crawford boxes were the only ones that swallowed that one up.
All right, very good. And last one I want to ask you about, the bullpen came in. You mentioned Daniel. He retired the last 10 he faced. And then the bullpen came in and retired 7 straight before, Justin gave up a couple there. But overall, the pitching performance of the relievers picking up what Daniel had done.
Daniel threw the ball great, like you were talking about. But for Shane to come in, it's always tough for a reliever to sit after he comes into the game. Shane came in out of the bullpen. He had to go into the dugout. He had to sit. He had to go back out there and get himself loose again, and that's always very difficult for a reliever. And he was lights out. I mean, he threw the ball extremely well and got us to our closer. I think Willie was a little rusty, hasn't pitched in a little while. Gave up another Crawford box home run, kind of like Iggy's, but other than that, he threw the ball really well, and on the mound, it's always important.
Go get him tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
With their 6-3 win against the Astros on Wednesday, the Tigers climbed back within one game of .500 at 22-23 on the season. Here is Detroit skipper Brad Ausmus talking about the win.
Yeah, we definitely swung. It took a little bit of time, but we got the bats going a little bit better today. Miggy looked good at the plate. Kinsler had a big double. Iglesias, obviously, a couple big hits. So it was a much better night. And like I said, it's a good offensive club. We're going to score runs over the course of the season. And the last two games were just kind of a team-wide slump.
How important was Jordan being able to – he was in a bit of a jam in the first inning, but how important was it to pitch through that? Or, excuse me, with Daniel?
He had a little trouble with command early, a lot of off-speed early. But he kind of got in the groove more in the later innings, almost, fourth, fifth, sixth, or maybe fifth, sixth, seventh. And he actually looked stronger his last couple innings, I think, than he did earlier in the game.
Mentally, with what he had talked about working on, do you feel like him getting into the seventh inning will help him take a step forward?
I think it helps. I think he can walk away from this game knowing that he did an excellent job. He kept his team in the game into the seventh, gave up a couple runs, and if he can do that on a regular basis, he's going to be pitching a long time.
In the third inning, there was the error called on Alex. What happened there?
It was catcher's interference. The bat hit the glove. Pretty simple.
Caught him on the wrist a little bit, or mostly glove?
No, it was mostly glove. He was fine.
What about Shane? We talked about what he's been able to do over the last couple, but Shane Green appears to be finding a nice little niche there.
He looks good. He's looked good for a few weeks. We kind of wondered where he was early on in the season because we knew the stuff was there, but the command wasn't. Now he's got the stuff and the command, and he's pitching a lot better.
How would you describe Justin Upton's performance tonight?
That was a huge play in left center that he ran down. So he got a lot of action tonight, but that's the play that stands out. And it certainly could have been a game changer had he not caught it.
And overall, how would you assess Justin's performance, Justin Wilson?
Willie, a little rusty. He hadn't pitched in about a week, so we were going to pitch him almost in any situation. In fact, if he was tied, he might have come in the eighth or to start the ninth because he needed to get on the mound. So he had a little rust on him, but he was able to get through it.
Best of luck tomorrow, Brad.
All right, thanks.
The Tigers sent Justin Verlander to the mound on Thursday as he opposes Mike Fiers.